But first this hour, the Arizona Attorney General has been asked to investigate cities around the state, from Tucson to Bisbee to Tempe, under a 2016 law that allows the state to withhold money from cities found to have ordinances that violate state law. Senate Bill 1487 has allowed lawmakers to ask the AG to look into issues ranging from tax breaks to gun laws to bans on plastic bags. Now cities are asking state legislators to change some of the provisions of that law. And joining me to talk about those changes is Ken Strobeck, Executive Director of the League of Arizona Cities and Towns. Ken, good morning. Thanks for being here.
You bet. Thank you, Mark.
So one of the big changes, it seems, you would like to limit somewhat who is able to ask the AG to investigate, more based on a geographical representation.
Yes. Starting at the beginning, what we would really like is to have this entire law repealed. We think it's way overdone, heavy-handed, and really punitive to cities and towns who want to make their own decisions about certain matters. And one legislator can basically overrule an entire community, a city council, and we don't think that's fair. But there aren't the votes in the legislature for a full repeal, unfortunately. So we are drafting legislation that would make some changes, and that's the most important one, the one you just mentioned. There have been so far 8 complaints filed under Senate Bill 1487. All but one of those complaints have been filed by legislators that are far distant, hundreds of miles in some cases, from the community that they're complaining about. And basically what we're seeing is that special interest groups bring these issues forward, give them to a friendly legislator who then attacks a city somewhere far away in another part of the state, and there's no accountability whatsoever. Let's say that the voters in that community or that district don't like the actions of that legislator. They have no recourse. They can't say we will vote against you or we will vote for you or whatever because they're hundreds of miles away.
So you would like it so that a legislator has to represent at least part of the city that they are complaining against?
Yes, exactly. We just think that's a fair accountability measure to put in place to say, hey, if you're going to make an action that could essentially bankrupt a community, you should at least be able to answer for that and stand up for your actions with the voters in that city.
What are some of the other significant changes you would like to see?
Well, another one is to have equal access for the city to the court system. The way this bill was drafted is these Arizona Attorney General makes a determination unilaterally all by himself and says you're either violation or not violation or may violate. And if it's one of those categories such as may violate, the Attorney General can take action straight to the Supreme Court. If he says it does violate, then the city has no ability to go to the Supreme Court. If we wanted to even fight it at all, we would have to start at Superior Court and go all the way through the Court of Appeals to get back to the Supreme Court. Meanwhile, the law requires that a city would have to put up a bond equal to 6 months of their shared revenue. Well, that's impossible for any city to do, regardless of the community, just because of the scale. Shared revenue is approximately 40% of a city's general operating budget. And to say that you have to put up 6 months of a bond is absolutely unattainable by anyone. So we basically have no access to the court. So we'd like to have at least the same access to the Supreme Court that the Attorney General has.
You mentioned that there are not the votes in the legislature to repeal this law. Do you think you have the votes to make these changes?
You know, I think we probably do. You know, we haven't done a hard vote count yet because we don't have the bill yet introduced. We do have a sponsor. Senator Kate Brophy-McGee has agreed to sponsor the bill for us. But since it has not yet been introduced, we haven't done an actual vote count. But we've had a lot of legislators who have said, yeah, that bill or that law really went way too far, and we understand there need to be some changes. Now, whether they will accept all the changes that we're asking for, we don't know. But I think there's definitely some appetite to make some improvements to this law.
Based on your conversations with members of city councils and city managers, folks who run the cities around the state, have you seen sort of an overall trend of the impact of this law since it's been in effect and since some members of the legislature have asked the AG to investigate certain ordinances?
Yeah, I think the major effect has been that it's very disruptive and it's very costly because this is another thing that we're talking about. The bill right now, the law requires all of this to be done within 30 days. Well, for the Attorney General to do an investigation, for the city to read that in the report and respond, and then for the Attorney General to issue a decision based on that response, for all that to happen within 30 days is just virtually impossible. And so we would like to at least extend that out to 60 days. But right now what has happened is as soon as one of these complaints is filed, pretty much the city has to drop everything, dispatch all their legal resources and their staff to make sure that what was done is in compliance with state law, and go back and pull all the documents related to when something happened. And, you know, it just takes a lot of busy work and a lot of expense to even respond to one of these complaints. And what's ironic is that out of the 8 that have been filed so far, the Attorney General has only found that 2 of them actually are in violation of state law. One of them, the Tucson gun case, was argued at the Supreme Court, and the other one, where he said it was in violation, was the Bisbee plastic bag ban
right.
that affected one store. And so what Bisbee did is they changed a word in their ordinance to say this is a voluntary ban, and that took care of that issue. So really, it's been a lot of spinning of wheels and a lot of expense and a lot of angst that has resulted in very little change.
All right. That's Ken Strobeck, Executive Director of the League of Arizona Cities and Towns. Ken, thanks as always.
You're welcome, Mark.